三年快乐 ，Happy New Year，
新年快乐。
It's very pleasing to hear all the different activities that you had today, and it's good to celebrate together a new year in the Chinese culture, but also a new year to follow Christ.
我非常高兴今天能跟大家一起来这里庆祝新年，我们有不同的中国的文化的表演，也很高兴今天用崇拜来敬拜我们的主。
And it's a privilege to be here. I just want to thank Pastor Shao for inviting me, for the privilege of to be able to come here to speak and to preach the word this morning.
今天谢谢肖牧师给我这个机会，也有这个荣幸来到这边跟大家分享神的话。
Let's pray before we begin.
让我们一起先低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you because you are our God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是我们的神。
Lord, we praise you because we know that nothing that we can do pleases you. Lord, we know that it's only by your blood, it's only by the shed blood of the cross that we can have forgiveness of sin and that we can walk with you.
天父，我们知道我们并不是我们能做什么能够取悦你，乃是因为你的宝血流下来洗净我们的罪，今天我们能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
I pray today that you would allow me to preach the word in love.
求主你今天帮助我能够用爱来分享今天神你的话。
So that we may go together as a church to love you more and to love each other.
所以我们今天我们整个教会能够用爱来更爱你，能更尊敬你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please turn in your Bibles to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to be reading from verse 7 to verse 12.
请大家翻到约翰一书。对不起，我的翻译写约翰福音应该是约翰一书四章。
1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to verse 12. I'll read in the English and then you can read in the Mandarin and the Chinese. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God. For God is love.By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. For if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
我们可不可以请念中文的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来从约翰一书四章，约翰一书第四章七到十二节，我们一起来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也是彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我里面得以完全了。
The word of God is very powerful.
神的话实在是非常的有权柄。
But let me tell you one thing. I sometimes don't treat God's word very seriously.
但是让我告诉你，有的时候我对神的话，我并不是这么的用严肃的态度来面对。
The attitude of my heart sometimes is like when I read the Bible, I think I already know it.
因为有的时候我读经的时候，在我心里面，我觉得我已经了解神的话了。
And when we look at this passage, we think, yes, I understand the love of God.
当我们在读刚刚这段经文的时候，我会说：“呀，我了解这段神的意思，神的话的意思。”
It's very clear. I need to love one another.
很简单嘛，就是我要多爱别人，彼此相爱。
But my question for you this morning is: Do you really know the love of God?
但是今天我的问题是：你真的了解神的爱吗
？Have you experienced the love of God in your life?
在你的生命中有没有经历过神的爱
？And has that transformed your life and allowed you to love like Jesus?
而且这个爱有没有真正的改变你的生命，让你能够爱别人像耶稣一样的爱别人
？Because unless you're asking those kinds of questions, you really don't know what the love of God really is.
因为如果你不问自己问一下这样子的问题的话，你真的不会了解什么叫做神的爱。
And certainly you don't know what's at stake in this passage.
那你也不太了解在这过段的经文的真正的意思是什么。
In other parts of the Bible, I just want to bring you to the other parts of the Bible before we get into this passage.
我想在我们介绍今天的这段经文之前，我想要跟你介绍一下其他的在圣经里面有关的经文。
John chapter 13, verse 34.
在约翰福音十三章二 34, 34节
Yes, 13:34 says this: A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
在十三章三十四节说：“我赐给你们一条新命令来，是要叫你们彼此相爱。”
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
并且说到：“你们若是有彼此相爱的心，众人就应可以认出你们是我的门徒了。”
This is right after Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
这件事情是发生在耶稣为他的门徒洗脚以后发生的事。
You have to understand, if Jesus is giving a command, he has every right to explain why he gave that command.
你要了解，当耶稣给他的门徒一个命令的时候，他有完全的权利来解释为什么他要给我们这样子的命令。
It was because of his example that he gave us that command.
因为他已经为我们树立这样子的典范来这样子做，所以他要给我们这样子的命令。
Would you...want to wash someone else's feet right now?
就在现在当下，你愿意为别人洗脚吗？
If I said, okay, after service we go to dinner or for lunch, and instead of having a normal lunch, we all take off our shoes and we all wash each other's feet.
好吧，那我说待会我们在吃饭这个时候或吃完饭以后，我们大家来把鞋子都脱下来，让我们来彼此洗脚。
Sounds a little ridiculous.
你听起来又觉得很荒谬的。
But for Jesus, it was an act of love to show his love and sacrifice for his disciples.
但是对耶稣来讲，他之所以这样子做，就是要树立一个爱跟牺牲的一个模范给我们。
And this is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
John chapter 15, please turn with me there. John chapter 15, verse 12.
可不可以大家来翻到约翰福音十五章？
In verse 12, it reads this: This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you.
约翰福音十五章十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Again, this is a commandment after Jesus gives an illustration of the vine and the branches.
这个又是耶稣的一个命令，这是在耶稣告诉我们一个比喻，就是我们是他是葡萄树，我们都是枝子的这一个比喻以后。
If you abide in the vine, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you.
如果今天我们附着在神的话在我们的里面，我们也在神的里面的话。
Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you.
你们无论求什么，我都会应允你们。
But the question is, how do you abide in Jesus Christ?
但是问题是，你怎么样常常在主耶稣的里面呢？
You obey his commands.
你遵守他的命令。
What is his commands?
那他的命令又是什么？
Love one another.
他的命令是要我们彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
因为就如同我已经爱了你们。
You see, this is the important part that I think we need to understand. The Bible is so clear. In order to trust God, we need to know who he really is.
因为圣经是这么样的清楚，他告诉我们，如果我们要爱他之前，我们一定要了解他是谁。
And we need to know how he loves.
而且我们要了解他是怎么样爱我们。
And with the example of John chapter 13, where Jesus washes his disciples' feet, this is the love of Jesus Christ, not just in washing his disciples' feet, but going to the cross to sacrifice his life for us.
在刚刚我们读的约翰福音十三章讲到耶稣，主耶稣为他的门徒洗脚，他不但能够为门徒洗脚，甚至为我们众人能够走上钉上十字架的这条路。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
让我们再翻回约翰一书 chapter 3, 第三章。
Verse
23. 23节。
Again, this is a commandment of God.
再一次跟大家讲，这是神的命令。
It says this, this is his commandment, that we believe in his name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us.
23节讲到神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照神所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
This is important because out of all the three times that we've read in these three passages, it is considered a command.
请回想一下我们刚刚读的三个经文，这都是神的命令。
Jesus is not suggesting it and saying, you know what, maybe once in a while I think you should love one another.
请注意，神没有，耶稣没有说，来，我给你一个建议，有的时候你可以来彼此相爱。
Jesus is saying, love one another.
耶稣说，彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
就如同我已经爱了你们一样。
You know, in order to understand the power of the love one another command, you need to understand what Jesus meant by as I have loved you.
在我们要了解彼此相爱的力量有多大之前，我们要先了解耶稣是怎么样爱我。
And in this passage that we're going to look at today, there are going to be four truths about the love of God that will change your perspective and your life when it comes to loving other people.
在我们要进入我们今天的这个经文，我们有四个重点之前，我们要读完以后，我们就知道神是这么爱我们，而且这个里面的力量有多大。
And I guess in this new year, my question to you is maybe in the new year you have resolutions.
这是今天是我们中国新年的除夕，我们都知道，我们每次过新年都有一个新年的新决心、新希望。
Is your resolution this morning to love God and to love others?
请问一下，今天早上您坐在这儿，您的决心、新年的新希望是不是要更爱主、更爱别人呢？
I hope and pray this passage, the Word of God, will change your hearts.
我真希望今天我们读的这段经文，我们要分享的这段经文能够改变你的心。
And will help you to love other people.
并且能够帮助你更爱别人。
Okay, so the first point is this. You can turn to the back. There's a page there for your notes.
好，在我们的节目单的后面有这个黄牧师讲到的今天的一个
大纲。The first point is this. The love of God is never changing.
第一点就是神的爱永远不会改变。
It never changes.
永远不会改变。
It is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
神的爱昨天、今天、未来都是一样的。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Look at verse 7. It says, beloved.
来，我们看看第七节说，亲爱的。
Beloved, it means, Paul says this in his letters to the Corinthians, in those letters to Galatia, to Ephesus. He says, beloved, he says, dearly beloved children.
请大家回想一下，当使徒保罗在写给以弗所、哥林多、加拉太这些教授，他们都说：“我最亲爱的。”
It recognizes that this is our position before God.
这个是要面承认一件事情，我们在神面前，我们站的所站的位置是什么
？That we are dearly loved.
我们是这样深深的被神所爱的。
My cousin's daughter for the first time.
Okay, 我最近有机会看到了我的 your cousin's
my cousin's daughter.
Yeah, woman or man?
Okay, my it's a woman.
A woman. Okay, 对不起啊，中文很麻烦的哈，因为一个 cousin 我不知道是男的女的，我就他的表姐或者是表妹，我不知道的小孩。Okay.
And when I saw her, I said, "You're a beloved girl."
当我看到这个小女孩的时候，我说你真是可爱，可爱的孩子。
And, I mean, even though I'm 3,000 miles away from Toronto, I still love her.
黄牧师是家住在加拿大东边的多伦多。他说，虽然我离那么远，三千英里以外，但是我看到我还是觉得这么亲爱可爱的孩子。
Because she's my cousin's daughter.
因为她是我的 表姐的女儿。
There's a family relationship there.
因为这里面有家庭的关系在里头。
And I care for her.
我真的很爱，很关心她。
And I can't wait for one day when she grows up and she goes to college and I'm able to talk with her about the different decisions in her life.
我只希望有一天看到这孩子长大，当他有一天去大陆的去大学的时候，我能够跟他讨论一下在人生生命中要做的一些决定。
You see, this is the kind of relationship, this is a much, actually much deeper relationship that God has with his people. He calls them beloved people.
大家看到了没有？这就是神跟我们的关系，当他在叫我们的时候，叫我们亲爱的。
They were dearly loved by God.
因为我们真是深深的被神所爱。
And then it says, let us love one another.
在第七节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
For love is from God.
因为爱是从神来的。
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
Let's take this first part here.
好，我们先来看这第一段。
God's love is never changing because love, the word love comes from him.
神的爱为什么永远不会改变？因为爱这个字是从神来的。
The concept of love in this world, how we love other people, comes from God.
所谓的爱的这个观念，我们怎么能爱别人？这整个观念是从神那儿来的。
But we, as human beings, pervert what love is.
但是我们人类却完全违背改变这个样的意思。
And we pervert it to satisfy our own desires.
我们改变，我们违背神的意思，我们只是想满足自己个人的欲望。
Some people today think that love is just about having sex.
今天在一些年轻人的观念里面，可能觉得爱只是一个性的观念。
Some people think that loving another person is just saying words of affirmation.
有些人对爱的定义只是觉得你跟我说一样的话，肯定的话。
You know, our understanding of love is so far less than what God wants us to know. Like our understanding of love is so far less than his understanding of love.
我们对所谓神对爱的定义跟我们的认识实在与神的想法实在是差得很远。
And the world tells us, don't worry about it. Who cares what God thinks?
这个世界给我们的观念是说，哎呀，不要在乎神所想的是什么。
But let me tell you this morning,Anyone who loves according to the way that God loves knows God.
但是我跟大家讲，今天如果我们真的了解神的爱什么是什么样的爱，就是认识神。
And is born from God.
而且不但如此，我们不但是认识神，而且我们是从神而生的。
So let me ask you a question. When you love another person in this church and you desire the best for them according to what God has given you, you are loving them according to the knowledge of God.Your God.
你知道吗？当你真的很爱教会的一个弟兄姐妹的时候，你真的爱，你真的能够了解神的心的时候，你就能完全这样爱他。
But if you're not loving them according to what God has given you and the love that God has given you, then you do not know God.
但是如果你不了解神的心是怎么样爱他的话，你怎么去爱这个人？你也不认识神。
Verse 8 says this.The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
第八节说，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So the question is right now, how do I know that I'm loving according to God's love?
现在问题来了，我怎么知道我爱这个人是按照神的爱来爱呢？
We have to understand the statement right there. It says, God is love.
在这个地方讲得很清楚，神就是爱。
Okay, when this is described, when God describes himself as love, he is describing himself as the essence of love.
当神在形容他自己的时候，他说他自己本身就是爱的一个本质。
He is describing himself as in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, in every action that he has done, he does it with love.
神也告诉我们，不论是在旧约或新约，以及他所成就的一切事，完全都是因爱而生的。
Even though he judges the Philistines, even though he judges the Egyptians, he does that in love.
甚至在旧约里面，神用审判非利士人跟埃及人，他之所以做，也是因为爱。
Love for the people Israel，
因为爱以色列人。
And love for His own glory，
也爱他的荣耀。
You see, I think we sometimes don't understand that God, when He does everything, He does it because He understands and He knows love far beyond what we understand it to be.
因为我们不了解神有时候做一些事情是为什么，但是神对神的爱，神的完全他的本质是完全我们没有办法理解。
Because God's love is centered upon His own glory.
因为神的整个爱，他的中心是他的荣耀。
Jesus Christ did not just come to this earth to die on this cross for our sin to show us His love.
耶稣今天来到这世界上，不是只是死在十字架上来表示展示他的爱。
Jesus Christ came to this earth to show the love of God, but also to glorify God.
耶稣来到世界上，不但是要显示神的爱，而且是要显示他的荣耀。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And so when we look at this passage, the question I ask myself is, do I know the God who loves?
当我在读这段经文的时候，我问我自己，我真的了解神的神爱这件事情吗？
Does it change my heart to know that God loves me?
当我了解神爱我以后，有没有改变我的心？
Does it change my heart to know that God's love is so far greater than my own?
我也没有了解到神的爱实在是比我自己还要更重要。
If we don't love each other,
若是我们不能彼此相爱，
then the question I ask is, do I really know God?
如果我们不能彼此相爱的话，我就要问一个问题，我真的认识神吗？
Because knowing God is not just knowing Him intellectually.
因为我们认识神不是只是头脑知识上的认识。
Knowing God is knowing His character and allowing His character to change our own.
所谓的认识神是要了解神的属性，他的个性，而让他的神性能够进入我们里面。
Allowing God's love to change our own heart.
不但如此，还要让神的爱来改变我们的心。
And I think that's the main part of this passage is how does God's love change us?
所以这一段最主要的经文的意义就是说，神的爱要怎么改变我们？
And how can it reside in me?
而且怎么样让神的爱能够常居在我们的心里面。
And the second point here is that the love of God dwells within His children.
第二个重点是神的爱是住在他的孩子里面。
In verse 9 it says, But by this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
第九节说，神差遣他独生子到世界来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
This is the love of God. It was manifested through His own Son.
神的爱完全借着主耶稣他的独生爱子完全显明。
Who came into the world?
主耶稣来到我们世上。
Do you understand light and darkness? The difference between light and darkness, right?
大家都知道什么叫光明跟黑暗的区别。
Light has nothing to do with darkness.
因为光明跟黑暗完全是不同的事情。
And in John chapter 1, we see that Christ came into the darkness of this world and He shone His powerful light.
在约翰一书很清楚地说到，主耶稣就像一个光明来到我们这黑暗的世界，因为他有这样子的权柄。
This light was to demonstrate not only the glory of God, but the love of God.
神的光来到我们的世界上，不是只是要照亮这个黑暗的世界，而且是要照亮他的荣耀。
Now you know that, you understand that, but how does that change you?
你了解这一点，但是这个观念怎么样来改变你呢？
Look at the other part of the verse. It says here, let me read the second part of the verse. It says,that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
我们因为神差他独生子来到我们世界，使我们借着他得生。
And this, what this means is that the love of God transforms us so that we may live for Him.
神的爱改变我们，让我们能为他而活。
The love of God is so powerful that He would send His only Son to demonstrate His love for us so that we might have the love of God in our own life.
神的爱是这么样的有力量，他爱我们，并且我们有这样的力量能够爱别人。
So that our life belongs to Him.
所以我们的生命是属于神的。
So that in Christ we can love another person.
也因为我们在基督里面，我们才能爱其他的人。
Do you know how powerful this is?
你知道这是有多大的力量吗？
You see, if Jesus just came down on the cross and came down to this earth to die on the cross for our sins and show us his love, and then we just receive it and we just stand here and that's it, then what's the purpose of God's love?
如果今天主耶稣来就是为我们钉十字架让我们得救，我们就站在这儿，那神的爱到底有什么意义？
But it's for the purpose that he might live in us, Christ might live in us, so that we might love other people.
乃是要神的爱常住在我们的心里面，我们才能爱别人。
And that through Jesus Christ we might have a new life.
也要透过主耶稣基督，我们才有一个新的生命。
I think it's important for us to understand that our new life is not something that we ourselves can accomplish.
我们要了解一个很重要的观念，就是我们的新的生命不是靠我们自己能够做什么。
In Ephesians chapter 2, you don't have to turn there, but let me just turn there for you. Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
It says this, verse 1 to 5. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them...We too all formerly lived in the lusts of the flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By faith, by grace, you have been saved.
以弗所书第二章一到五节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，随顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都是在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯之中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
In Romans 5 verse 8 it says this, But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The key word there, the key phrase is while we were yet sinners.
请注意这个重要的句子的关键字是当我们还是罪人的时候。
While you were still living in sin.
当我们还活在过犯之中的时候，
While you still rejected God,
当我们还在拒绝神的时候，
While you had still continued to live according to the world,
当我们还活在世界的世俗里面的时候，
While you kept trying to obey God, but you kept cheating on your taxes, you kept lying to your wife, and you kept doing things wrong against the Lord,
当我们一方面在说爱神，一方面又在报税的时候作弊，或者是我们不忠于我们的配偶的时候，
Christ.Died for you.
主耶稣为我们而死。
He died for your sin.
他为我们的罪犯而死。
He died to give you freedom from your sin and forgiveness eternal.
神为我们的罪犯而死，他给我们完全的永恒的自由。
Young people, I just want to tell you, you don't want to forget that.
亲爱的年轻的朋友，我特别跟你们讲，请你们不要忘记这件重要的事。
Some of you might think that, you know what, maybe in the future I'll start to understand what that means.
有些人也许说，等我再大一点，我才会了解这个什么意思。
But let me tell you this. You can never take for granted God's love for you.
让我提醒你们，你们绝对不要把神的爱视为理所当然。
Because while you were yet in sin.
尤其是当你发觉你还，尤其是你还在罪犯之中的时候。
Jesus Christ died for you.
耶稣已经为你而死。
The God of this universe would sacrifice His own Son for you.
宇宙创造宇宙万物的神愿意让他的独生爱子为你而死。
I want you to think about that.
我希望你能够思考这件事。
The love of God dwells within His children.
神的爱是住在他的孩子当中的。
Because those who have received Him, those who believe in His name, have the every right to be called children of God.
因为凡是接待主耶稣名的，就可以被称为是神的孩子。
Number three is the love of God is found in the forgiveness of sins.
第三个重点是神的爱在罪得赦免中可以找到。
There is power in the forgiveness of sins.
因为在神的赦免之中是非常有权利的。
In verse 10 it says, In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Okay, in this, in your mind you might think, okay, Jesus Christ sacrificed His life for us.
也许在你的心里面想 ，OK， 耶稣为我们而牺牲。
But do you understand the power of that in your own life？
但是你知道呢？这件事情在你的身里面到底有什么样的力量
？Do you know that He's forgiven everything that you've done in the past, present, and future if you have faith in Him？
你知道吗？你要有这样子的信心，神已经把你过去、现在跟未来的罪一切都能够赦免。
Do you know that His love extended to even when you didn't even want to pray and you didn't even want to accept Him as Lord? That His love was extended to you.
你知道吗？当你还不了解怎么样去祷告，甚至你拒绝认识主之前，他的爱已经完全向你展示出来。
There's one thing about knowing something about God. There's another thing about experiencing in your own life.
你知道吗？我们说嘴巴说我们认识神。但是真正生命中要经历它是完全另外一回事。
I don't know if you've ever experienced something really powerful.
我不知道你在生命里面有没有经历过真的是很有能力的一件事。
When I went down to San Diego Zoo, last year with my family, I heard some noises coming from a corner of the zoo.
去年我有机会跟我们家人到圣地亚哥动物园，我从这个动物园的一个角落听到一个很大的声音。
And I thought to myself, that sounds very strange. I don't know if it was a tiger or if it was a bear or I'm not sure what it is.
哦，听到这声音，我不能确定是从一个老虎还是一个大熊来的，但是是很大的一个声音。
And I thought it was a movie, like someone was shooting, was playing a movie in the park.
我还以为有人是在动物园里面放电影的。
But as I got closer,
但是我就近一看
，I found out I was getting closer to the lion's den.
哦，我再一看，原来我是快接近那个狮子所住的那个笼子那边了。
And the rumble and the power of the sound was shook me.
狮子的这种吼叫，低沉的吼叫，真是把我吓一跳。
And then I remember walking right up to that lion, and I was probably about 5-7 feet away.
我记得我当我走近靠近那个狮子，大概五尺到七尺左右的时候。
And he roared.
他又对着我吼叫。
And I can remember I was thinking, no wonder I could hear it from 500 feet away.
他对我吼叫的时候，那个声音大到让我了解为什么我刚刚在五百尺以外的地方都可以听到这个声音。
It's one thing to know that there's a lion there.
因为我在远远的地方我就已经知道，哇哦，那边有个狮子。
It's another thing to experience its power.
也是让我经历到它的一个力量有多大。
My question to you today is, have you experienced the power of the love of Jesus Christ in your own life?
今天我要问大家的问题是，你有没有经历过神的爱在你的身里面到底有多大
？Has it changed you? Has it gripped your heart?
到底神的爱有没有改变你？有没有抓住你的心
？Or are you still gripped by your own selfish pride and your own thinking about what love is?
还是你继续是被你自私的一种爱给抓住？还是你有一个自私的一个想法
？Because Christ came down to sacrifice His life for us.
因为主耶稣来牺牲了他自己，要显示告诉我们他的爱到底是什么。
Love without sacrifice is not true love at all.
因为我们知道，爱若是没有牺牲的话，都不能叫一个真正的爱。
If I said to you, okay, I love my family, I love my sister, and I love my parents.
如果我今天告诉你，我爱我们的家人，我爱我的姐妹，我爱我的爸爸妈妈。
In fact, I tell you, I give them hugs, I send them letters.
如果我告诉你，我爱他们，我拥抱他们，我写信给他们。
But in their time of need, I didn't do anything.
但是当他们需要我的时候，我什么都不做。
In fact, I didn't check any of my emails. I didn't return their calls.
譬如说，我不回他们的电子邮件，我也不回他们电话。
In their time of need, I just kind of said, "Well, I gave you hugs. I gave you these letters. Isn't that enough?"
当他们需要我的时候，我告诉他，哎，以前我有拥抱过你啊，我也写信给你啊。
You know what they would say to me?
你觉得这样子够？你想他们会怎么说呢？
Son, do you really love us?
我妈妈会说，孩子，你真的爱我吗？
You see, love without sacrifice and action is not love at all.
所以我们知道，真正的爱若是没有牺牲跟行动，就不叫一个真正的爱。
And that's why we have to continually soak ourselves in the reality of the gospel.
所以我们要把我们自己完全沉浸在福音里面，我们才能了解爱是什么。
That Christ loved us so much that though we do not deserve it,He showed us his love through his death on the cross.
神的爱展示给我们是，虽然我们不配，但是他告诉我们他的爱。
Because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
因为若是主耶稣的血不流下来，就无法赦免我们的罪。
Someone had to die.
因为必须有一个人要牺牲。
Back in the Old Testament, it was goats and lamb.
在旧约里面献祭的时代都是一些公羊。
Sacrificing them every month, every week, in different festivals and different feasts, sin offering over and over and over again.
在旧约的时代，不论什么样的节期，每个月、每个礼拜，他们都献祭。
But once and for all, we see in the New Testament that God sent His own Son to be a sin offering once and for all.
但是在新约里面讲，主耶稣自己就为了我们做挽回去，一次就够了。
That in Christ we have forgiveness of sin.
因为在主耶稣里面，我们能够找到完全的罪，能够得到赦免。
That in Jesus Christ we can experience the love of God.
也只有在主耶稣里面，我们可以经历什么是神的爱。
How does this change us?
那这样子到底怎么样改变我们的？
Let's look to the fourth point.
让我们来看第四点。
The last point is this, the love of God is displayed through our love for one another.
神的爱在我们彼此的相爱之中可以显示出来。
Verse 11 and 12 say this, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。
No one has seen God at any time.If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
Look at the text.
爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全了。
It says they're beloved.
请再注意一下，这边又是叫到亲爱的。
Underline that in your Bible.
请你能够在你的自己的圣经里面能够画一条线，亲爱的。
Because again, he's repeating what he said at the beginning. He said, "You are loved."
再一次。这里十二节重复了第七节讲的，亲爱的。
If God loved us so much,
如果神这样子的爱我们，
we ought to love one another.
我们就要彼此相爱。
I'm going to stop here 1 second and just ask a question about this church.
来，让我们停一下，我们也问一下教会现在的情况。
What are we willing to do to sacrifice our life for the person sitting next to us, behind us, in front of us?
我愿意为我坐在我左右旁边的弟兄姐妹，前后的弟兄姐妹，我愿意为他们牺牲什么？
Have we been changed so much that that question that I just asked is very simple to answer?
我们的生命有没有改变？刚刚我问你们的问题，是不是很容易就能够给回答呢？
Or is it really hard?
还是很难回答？
I believe it should be very easy to answer.
我想应该很容易，很简单可以回答。
It should be easy because the love of God should be flowing out of our life.
因为神的爱应该在我们心里面是很自由的流动的。
Notice what it says in verse 12.
请看一下十二节。
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人见过神。
And it's true, Old Testament, New Testament both speak that no one has seen God. Moses saw the back of God, but no one has seen God face to face.
很清楚的，在新约旧约里面都讲到，从来没有人见过神。摩西也只是看到了神的背面而已。
No one has seen God because His glory is so great.
没有人看过神，因为神的荣耀太巨大。
His awesomeness is so great.
因为他太伟大。
No one has seen Him.
从来没有人见过神。
So how can the world see Him?
那世界上的人怎么样能够？
How can the world know that? No. How can the world know that Jesus is the light of the world?
那我们世人怎么能知道主耶稣是世界的光？
If they can't see Him.
如果你看不到主耶稣。
Some people might ask me. I know some people who don't believe in God. They say, if you can just tell me and show me physically where God is, I will believe in Him.
有人不信神的人告诉我，你如果现在能够很清楚的指明告诉我耶稣在哪里，我就信了。
Well, you know what? I can't answer that question. I can't do that.
我没有办法回答这个问题，因为这是我做不到。
So I just go to the Bible and I show him the gospel and I show him this is how we can know God and this is how we can see him.
我只有拿回圣经告诉他，跟他讲福音书，说你只有读这样子的经文，你才能看到神。
But there's another way in which we can see God.
但是还有一个方法我们可以看到神。
And you have to be very careful. I'm going to be very careful to read this verse with you so that you can understand what it says.
我们一定要很仔细、很小心的来读这个经文，我们才能够了解。
Okay, the second part, so let me read the whole verse again. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
The point of this passage is saying that if we have a godly love towards each other, if we have a Christ-like love towards each other, God abides in us. He lives within us.
这个地方很清楚告诉我，若是我们有神跟基督那样子的爱来爱别人的话，神就住在我们里面。
His power lives within us.
他的力量也在我们。
His grace lives within us.
他的恩典在我们里面。
His love lives within us.
他的爱住在我们里面。
His mercy lives within us.
他的怜悯住在我们。
His justice lives within us.
他的公义在我们里面。
You have to understand that when we learn to love one another, we are displaying a character of God, and we are displaying God Himself in us.
大家记得我们在彼此相爱的时候，其实我们能显示出来的神的个性、神的属性以及神的爱。
It doesn't mean that we are God.
请不要搞错，不要以为我们就变成神了。
Because that would be blasphemy.
因为这个叫亵渎。
But what this means is that God dwells within us so that we can live in a way that glorifies Him.
因为神的爱住在我们心里面的时候，我们就能够荣耀他，为他而活。
You know, it's like proclaiming His name and making a huge banner and saying, "This is who the Lord is. This is who God is."
这好像我们做了一个很大的标语，拿在手上，告诉他说，这就是神，神的爱就是这样。
And people can look to that banner and say, "I think I know who the Lord is."
然后人可以看到你所写的标语，说 ，OK， 我就知道神是谁了。
The last part of that verse says, "And His love is perfected in us."
在十二节的后面一段说到，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Okay, here's what perfected means.
让我告诉大家什么叫做完全。
It means completed.
完全就是完整。
Okay, if Jesus Christ came down to this earth to die for our sin, and then we just receive it, and then we just stop there.
如果神，你主耶稣今天下来为我们死，给我们这样子的爱，我们领受了，然后我们就停在那儿。
How has God's love gone out into the world?
那他的爱怎么样能够流到世界上其他的角落呢？
You see, I think the very example that we have in this text right here, where it says His love is perfected in us, is that when we love one another, when we show God's love is perfected. It is complete now. It is worked out. It is shown.
这段告诉我们是说，当我们能够彼此相爱的时候，神的爱就得以完全，而且可以完全的显示出来。
And so when we're not loving one another, guess what?
如果我们不能彼此相爱的时候，会发生什么事？
We're not demonstrating the love of God the way He wanted us to demonstrate it.
我们就没有办法按照神的心意来显示他的爱给别人。
But if we love one another as God loves us through Christ,
但是若是我们今天能够彼此相爱，像神透过主耶稣 像我们显示那样子的爱的时候。
God's love is completed in a sense that here is why I'm so careful with saying this is because we are not trying to add anything to the cross.
我今天要跟大家讲说，神的爱得以完全是要很小心的，意思是说，我们所做的爱并不是要把主耶稣十字架上爱能够更让它更完美，更加一点什么，不是这个意思。
Jesus's love is complete and it does not need to be added to.
神的爱已经完全了，不需要再加任何一点一滴。
But when we as believers receive the gospel of Christ and have love in us, we must show it.
当我们接受主耶稣这样子大爱的时候，我们一定要表现出来。
And that displays the love of God.
那就是要显示出来神的爱。
And that displays His goodness.
要显示出神的美善。
Brothers and sisters, I think the most important thing in this passage is that we understand that if God loves us so much, we must be transformed and changed so that we can love other people.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得今天我们所读的经文最重要的一句就是说，当我们接受神的爱在我们心里面的时候，我们生命里面要有改变的力量，我们才能够彼此相爱。
And how can the world see that God is true and real? How can the world see that Jesus Christ loves us? How do we know that?
我们怎么样能够告诉世界上说神的爱是这么样的真实，主耶稣这么样爱我们？
One of the ways is by the fact that we love each other.
其中的一个方法就是要彼此相爱。
We love each other sacrificially.
我们要彼此相爱是要付出牺牲的。
We love each other without reservation.
我们是毫无保留的来彼此相爱。
We love each other without trying to judge the other person.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们不需要
彼此批评论断。We love each other unconditionally.
我们爱的时候是毫无条件的。
We love each other by forgiving one another quickly.
我们彼此相爱的时候，我们需要很快的能够饶恕对方。
We love each other by showing preference to the other person above our own needs.
我们能够很爱别人，是因为我们能够发觉把别人的所需放在我们之前。
We love each other by saying to ourselves, even though I don't have enough money right now, I'm still going to help this person because it's not what I have, it's what I give.
当我真的爱别人的时候，不是说我自己手上有什么，虽然我自己缺乏的时候，我还是愿意帮助他。
You know, sometimes I think to myself, you know, if I was more prepared, or if I had, you know, more things, I could give it away.
有的时候我想，如果神啊，你给我更多的时候，我可以给的更多。
Or only if I had, enough knowledge of the Bible, then I can share the gospel.
尤其是当我在圣经里面知识更多的时候，我才能跟人家做更多的分享。
Or if only if I was gifted in the hospitality, then I would give.
Oh, 或神啊，你给我有更多的恩赐，能够款待别人的时候，我才能够招待别人。
Those are excuses.
这些都是借口。
Those are excuses because they're in the world that we live. We always have to have something first before we can give it.
因为在这世界上，我们活的世界上，我们总是说我们要先有多一点才能给别人，这些都是借口。
But do you not know that God has given us everything in Christ Jesus?
但是你知道吗？神已经透过主耶稣给我们一切的事情。
That we have everything in Christ Jesus, and that everything that He has provided for us, whether materially or non-materially, comes from Him.
因为我们所有的，不论是物质的、非物质的，都神已经给我们。
And that we can give sacrificially.
我们也可以毫无保留、牺牲的给别人。
This past week, there was a person who came to live with me.
在过去这个礼拜，有一个人来洛杉矶跟我同住。
He struggled with drugs in the past.
在过往呢，受到药物的控制。
He needed help, so someone else invited him to my house and said, "Andrew, could you take him in?"
有个人来到我家里，告诉我说，你可不可以 Andrew, 你可不可以接待这个朋友？
I said to myself, you know, I have so much to do. I have to prepare for a message. I got to do all these other things. I don't know if I can take care of him.
我告诉我自己，我这个礼拜要来讲道，还有那么多事情做，我真的不知道怎么样来接待这个朋友。
He's a little bit of an older man. He's actually 36 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Andrew 很可爱，他是36岁，比较老的。我们这一桌都是老的。We're all older than 36.、Yeah.
Oh,
younger.
Okay. I didn't realize when I said that.
No problem.
I thought I was only talking to the youth sometimes.
Okay.
But you know, it struck me because the first 3 days, I said, you do your own thing, I do my own thing.
所以当这个朋友住来搬进来跟我同住的前三天，我说你做你的，我做我的 ，OK?
In fact, he said to me that his parents kicked him out from his house, and he has to go to drug rehab.
这个朋友告诉我，他被他爸爸妈妈从家门踢出来，所以他必须要去那种药物勒令中心，要接受这种。
But he was struggling because no one in the church wanted to help him.
他非常非常的挣扎，因为在教会里面没有人愿意帮他忙。
And I thought to myself, you know what?You probably deserve it because you reject the church, you haven't talked with anybody, and in fact, he kept denying that he had a problem.
You know, 我心里在想，你这小子罪有应得，因为你拒绝教会，你也不愿意把你事情讲给教会，你活该哦，可能。
But I think in the middle of the week, I started understanding what the love of God is.
但是在这一个礼拜中间的时候，我开始了解什么是神的爱。
And that while we were lost, while we were sinners, while we could not help ourselves, God helped us.
因为当我们还在世上之中，当我们还在罪人的时候，神就已经透过主耶稣来爱我们。
That's the only way that I could have the motivation in my heart to help him.
因为只有这样子，我才有一个爱的动力来爱他。
And I got a chance to pray with him.
所以我有机会跟他一起祷告。
I got a chance to share the gospel with him.
我有机会跟他分享福音。
And I got, and he ended up in the middle of the week. He said, "I want to go to rehab."
结果在一个礼拜当中的时候，他告诉我愿意去到这个药物戒令中心。
And I didn't force him at all.
我并没有勉强他去做这件事。
But you know what? I think I understand that God wanted me to show him love, not because I could do something by myself.
但是我知道神要我告诉我爱他，并不是说我自己能做什么。
But because of God's love.Is so deep within my heart that I cannot avoid it.
乃是神的爱在我心里面这么的深，我没有办法避免。
You see, your life must be gripped by God's love.
所以让我告诉你们，你的心一定要被神的爱紧紧的抓住。
You must be consumed by God's love because that changes the way you do things.
因为你一定要被神的爱紧紧的抓住，你才能改变你的所作所为。
It changes the way you think about how you spend your time.
也会改变你要怎么样花时间来做事情。
And it changes the way you interact with other people.
也会改变你跟别人的互动。
You know, I don't know what the future holds, and I'm still praying for him.
我不知道未来怎么样，我仍然为我这个朋友祷告。
But when I read this passage, I have to say, God help me to love this brother.
但是当我在读刚刚这段经文的时候，我祷告主啊，你帮助我来爱这个弟兄。
And help me to die to my own self and so own selfishness.
主啊，你也帮助我，像我的老我能够完全的死掉。
Help me not to think that my time is my time.
让我重新思考我的时间不是我的时间了。
Because it's not my time, it's the Lord's time.
因为其实我的时间不是我的时间，乃是神的时间。
You know, not just this time when we gather together. This is not just God's time. God's time is all the time.
请大家注意，我们的时间不是只是坐在这里，我们敬拜神，这是神的时间。其实我们所有的时间都是神的时间。
Are you willing to live under the authority of God's love?
你愿意活在神的爱这样子的权柄底下吗？
Because God's love is never changing.
因为神的爱永远不会改变。
God's love dwells within His children.
他的爱住在我们这些孩子里面。
The love of God is found in the forgiveness of sins.
神的爱可以在罪得赦免中找到。
And finally, the love of God is displayed through our love for one another.
神的爱也可以在我们彼此相爱之中可以显示出来。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, I thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你宝贵的话语。
Thank you, Lord, that it changes us.
谢谢你，因为你的话语改变我们。
Because God, you change us through your truth.
因为神，你透过你的真理来改变我们。
Sometimes we don't know how to love other people.
天父，有的时候我们真是不知道怎么样去爱别人。
I pray that you would humble us.
求主你帮助我们，让我们能谦卑下来。
And I pray that you would help us to love other people as you love us.
天父，求你帮助我们能爱别人，正如同你先爱我们一样。
Help us to realize that as a church we have a great responsibility.
天父，请你教导我们，作为教会的一份子，我们有这样子的重要的一个责任，要做到这件事。
And this responsibility is to display the love of God.
我们做的一个最重要的责任，就是我们要显示出神的爱。
It's not just a suggestion; it's a command.
天父，我们知道这不是一个建议，乃是一个命令。
Lord.Help us and teach us and persuade us and drive us
主啊，教导我们，感动我们，驱策我们。
To follow that command.
来遵行您的命令。
And help every young person, an old person in this room to love you and to love each other.
天父，求你今天感动我们在座的，不管我们年纪多大多小，主，我们都能够彼此相爱。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。